We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Zayin Omad Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Pei Vav Omad Beis. Zok Tegmar, we're continuing the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Suma is Potter from certain things. We learned so far that Suma is Potter if he embarrasses someone. We learned that Einecha, Einecha Ve'im Zayimim, and he's also Potter from Golis, he's Potter from Ritzicha, he doesn't get Misa for that, and he doesn't get Malkas either. So Tanya Yidak, we learned another Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Suma Ein Loi Baishas. A Suma does not have Baishas, means he doesn't pay for Baishas. This is Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph on top. V'chein Hayu Rabbi Yehuda, part of called Dinim Shevetayra. Not only is he part of a Baishas, he's part of all Dinim Mamanis. Part of all Dinim Mamanis. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, Amakra, Pasuk says, V'shoftu Eida Bein HaMakeh U'Bein Goyel Adam, Al Mishpatim Eila. The Pasuk says that Bezdin Paskins, between HaMakeh, Goyel Adam, Mishpatim, so call she yesterday HaMakeh V'Goyel Adam. Anyone has the Chiv of HaMakeh and Goyel Adam. Goyel Adam is Golis, Makeh is Pashas Mises Bezdin, so then it has the Yashtim Mishpatim, then it has the Dinim. Kol she'ein a Makeh v'gal adam, ein a Mishpatim. If you don't have Makeh and gal adam, you don't have Mishpatim, you don't have Dinim. So the we learn out from here that just like it has no Malkus and Ritzicha and Chiyah for Ritzicha, Mises Bezdin, it also does not have all Mishpatim. So the only question is, once you have this drasha, why do you need the drasha that we had on the end of yesterday's daf about Einecha? They're learning that Yipatim and Baishas. Baishas is one of Dinim Amunis. So once Yipatim and Dinim Amunis, what do you need this drasha for? So Taisis asks Kasha, Taisis the Masel V'chein. The first v'chein, Tosfos says, "Tema im kein, my area the potter who do baishes lael." V'lo migzer shava deinecha einecha. When is zereshava? We know already from this drasha. So Tosfos says two truths: either it's chayzim in that drasha, and echanami. Once you have mishpatim, the darshan for everything, including baishes. Or if not v'einecha einecha, you wouldn't know to make this drasha or by galus like our mayor, and like our Yehuda, you say like our mayor, like a potter that's megala that assume has certain paturim, and now you know for other things. That's all the pshat Tosfos says. So to gemara vayter. Tanya the Gnar Baisa, Rudaimer, Summa Inli Baishas, Summa is not Chayiv, if he embarrassed someone, Rudaim, Pait of Kol Mitzvah Torah. And we also find Rudaim Pater from all mitzvahs and Muris Torah. Pashas, that would sound like it means no mitzvahs I say, no mitzvahs Lois I say. Omar Hashem is ready to read, my time, Rudaim, what do you know this from? Omar Kora, Pasuk says, Ve'ila mitzvahs, Hachukim Vamishpatim, Kosh Yashim Mishpatim, which is Dinim Ominous, Yashim Mitzvahs, Vachukim. Kosh Yashim Mishpatim, Mitzvah Chukim. So here, therefore, he's part of all mitzvahs. Summa is part of a mitzvah. You don't have this drasha, he's part of all mitzvahs. So Tosfos points out, Venira, the Afrika, the Potter Yehuda, Summa Makal Mitzvahs, Makamaka Madarabanon Chayiv. Chayiv Madarabanon. And he says, but if you say it was Potter Madarabanon, so he's like, Mamash, like a goy. It doesn't make sense, he's like a goy. And therefore, Avadi Chayiv Madarabanon Mitzvahs. That's what Tosfos points out. Now, we bring a right from here that Tosfos learns that when it says your Potter, means even Mitzvahs Loisasa. Because if the whole Potter is only a Mitzvah, say, Mitzvah Loisasa is Taka Chayiv, so then he's not a goy, because Chayiv Mitzvah Loisasa. So that's, we've seen this Tosfos that Avada, you're part of all of them, according to Rabbi Yehuda. There's a Mechas Chinuch in Simen Chav Vav, Ois Yud Gimel, that handles this Shaila, if Suma is part of from Loisasa or not. So, like to put it into context, Isha is only part of from certain mitzvahs, say, Mitzvah Magrama, but Loisasa, Yechayivan. Here, the Suma is part of even more, according to Isha, is part of all Loisasa. So, to Maravite, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. So, Rabbi Yehuda was a Sagi Nar, he couldn't see. So Rav Yosef said, "Reish." By the beginning, Havamina, "Mind on my lachk Rav Yehuda." Anyone tells me a lachk Rav Yehuda, I'm assuming part of the mitzvahs. Kavdin yom tal rabbanon. I make a big suda. You tell me suma is part of why? My time living for kedina. I'm not mechuyev. The kavdin a mitzvahs and I'm doing mitzvahs. V'hashto sham lahad rabbi chinina. So beginning, I thought that look, I'm a big tzaddik. I'm doing mitzvahs and I'm not mechuyev. So whoever tells me that the lachk is that suma is part of, then I'm excited. You know why? Because now I am someone who gets to do mitzvahs and get more schar. But after Vashta Shamat Lahad Rav Chanina, Lahad Rav Chanina Golam Mitzvah Vaisa, Mishayim Mitzvah Vaisa, but after I heard Rav Chanina's memory, it says that a Mitzvah Vaisa is better than an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. That if you have a commandment to do the mitzvah, it's better than someone who does not have a commandment. So then, Man Da Amali Eina Lach Rav Yudavid Adem Matal Arvanam. Someone tells me the Lach is not like Rav Yudavid, and Suma is Chayiv, then I'm happier. My time, the Chimafkin is Le'yagat Tvei, because if I'm a Chuyiv, I get more schar. So there's two things we want to discuss here. First of all, why Taka is a mitzvah to get more schar? I would say no. The guy who does a freebie, he gets more schar. He didn't have to do it. He did it anyway. That's excellent. So the Mefarshim say two ikab shot. The one shot is that someone who has a mitzvah, a chiyah to do it, he's much more worried about doing it correctly. And therefore, it's much harder to do. Masha'ikin, someone who's not mechuyev, it's easier. So from tzara agra is more tzar when you're doing a mitzvah you have to do, and therefore it's more schar. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that the ikar schar mitzvah is doing the ratzon Hashem, not the mitzvah itself. It's the ratzon Hashem. So if you're mechuyev, so you're doing the ratzon Hashem. If you're not mechuyev, it's not exactly the ratzon Hashem. Therefore, it's not much schar. Now another question is, Rav Yosef is busy with the schar. Who says you should not do? Al tiyuk ha'avodim hamisham shem es harav. I'm not the kav es schar. You should not do mitzvahs for the schar. So what's the Rav Yosef? So on that, the Mefarshim answer, that alone, that there's more schar, shows that's a bigger mitzvah. So he's upset because he wants to do a bigger mitzvah, not because of schar. But that shows, it's a raya, it's a gilui, that's a bigger mitzvah. So look to the next Mishnah. Zechayim v'odom v'bashar, there's a chumrah of odom v'bashar, sha'odom v'sham nezek tzah ripa sheves v'boshes. That a odom pays nezek tzah ripa sheves v'boshes, pays the chamish dvar. And he pays the Mei Vlodos. Vishar ain't a Mishal Mel Nezek. And a Shar does not pay only Nezek. He doesn't pay the Chamisha Dvar. Chamisha Dvar is only by a person who hurts someone else. Ishba Misa Vlishar Ba Misa. And also, he doesn't pay the Mei Vlodos. It means if the Shar attacks the Isha and she loses the babies, you don't pay the Mei Vlodos. You don't have to pay the Mei Vlodos because the Pasuk says, Chinotu Anoshim Nokvu Isha Hara, Vyotu Ladeli Asain Anosh Yonish. It says, Yinotu Anoshim. Anoshim Veloi. Anoshim v'loy shvarim. That's the drasha, and therefore there's no chiv mevlodes by a behema. Hamakis of v'simoy v'loy osabem chabura. Someone who hurts his father and mother and does not make chabura. V'chay v'chaber mekpurim. Someone who hurts his friend on Yom Kippur. Chayev v'kum. Chayev for all chamish advarim. Why chayev chamish advarim? Because here in such a case there is no chiv misa by avimoy and chabura no chiv misa and chayev v'chaber mekpurim is no chiv misa. Hachayev v'bevri chayev v'kulam chutz min hasheves v'zman shu shaloi. Another halach is. And someone who hurts the Eved Ivri, he's chayv all chamish dvarim. Besides for Sheves, if it's his, because who owns the work of the Eved? You own it, so you don't have to pay that. Achav v'knayin shalachem, chayv kum, chayv everything. Rav Yehuda Oma, Oimer, in la avodim boishes. You're not chayv boishes for avodim. And we'll see in the Gemara why is no boishes for avodim. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, Achayrish shayt v'katam p'kiyosim ro. It's not good to hang around them. Why? Because a chayil of them, if you hurt them, you chay. If they hurt someone else, they're potter. Why? Because they don't have any money. They don't have mash because they don't have money. But the Rambam learns, the Vart is, because they're considered a oinis, and therefore, the Rambam, the Rima Lanil, learned that also oinis, therefore they're not chayiv at all. So the bottom line is that chayish of the katan of the yosin ra, because if they damage, they're potter, because they're not a brandas, and they have no money. Both reasons. Ha'ebed ve'isha, which are brandas, the yosin ra, by them, it's also no good to start off with them. Why? Because a chayil of them, if you damage them, you chay. And they're damage someone else, you're potter. Why the damage someone else? A potter because they don't have any money. Avol misham lachazman, but they do pay lachazman because by them really they're a bar chayuva the eved veisha, but they don't have any money. But when they have money, you have to pay. That means the chiyuv is there. They owe the money. They don't have money because the eved everything he owns belongs to the master and the isha everything belongs to the husband. But once they get money, let's say they get divorced, the skar shel isha shtachar eved chayuv misham, they have to pay. Masha inke chereshet v'katan pashtos, like we're saying pashtos, even if they get better or they get one gadol, they don't have to pay. There is episode Rashi later on that has a mashmoyas that when they get better, they do have to pay. Ayin, the Arzurua, the guys that brings the Arzurua like that, brings a right from Rashi. The Rashi Shuta might be that it's similar to the case of Evadisha, but the Pashup Shad is, not a bendas, they're not chayiv at all. Evadisha are chayiv, just don't have any money. Right there in the Mishnah, Maka over v'im of osavem chabura, someone hurts his father and mother and he makes a chabura, he draws blood. V'achav b'chaver b'shabbos, so someone hurts his friend on Shabbos and draws blood, potter mekulam. Why? Because you don't know, it's chayv misa if he hurts his father and mother, and it's chayv misa on Shabbos if he's chayv b'chaver. V'achav b'chaver shaloi, if you hurt your own eved kanani, you're potter mekulam. You don't have to pay anything if someone hurts his own eved kanani. That's the halacha. Even though a odoin that kills his eved is chayv misa, but when he hurts him, he's not chayiv because the money belongs to him. And therefore, he's not chayiv. The shalach gavei ripoy, Tosfos clears if he's chayiv to be merapa his eved, to heal his eved. That's a good shalach. Ayin Tosfos, that discusses that. But like upon him, that we're coming out over here, and our Mishnah is a bunch of different dinim. The first din is that a shar does not have the chamish dvarim, doesn't have the mevlodos. The second din is that if you make avim and wear a chabur, you chayiv to pay. Then you have the eved ivri chutz min hasheves. You have eved kanani. Someone else is eved kanani. You chayiv everything. Rebbe says no boishes for eved. We have chesed the kav begiros and rav because they're not mechuyev when they hurt someone. Eved veisha are mechuyev but don't have any money. And then we have that if you do make a chaburo, you chayiv misa, you will not pay any money.